This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair and in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 486, up 2 on the open. September, 495, up 2.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 371.5, up 3 on the open. September, 390, up 4.25. December, 408.5, up 5.5. March, 424, up 4 on the open. July corn opened at 223, unchanged on the open. September, 234.75, up a quarter. December, 248.5, down a half. March, 260.75, down a half. July, 279.25, up one on the open. July oats opened at 203.25, down a quarter on the open. September, 195, up a half. July soybeans opened at 571, up 1.5 on the open. August, 577, up 1.5. September, 582.5, up a quarter. November, 595, up a half. January, 607, up 2.75. March, 615, up 1.75. May, 621, up 1.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 172, up 10 on the open. August, 173.30, up 40. July soybean oil opened at 24.58, up 14 on the open. August, 24.82, up 17. At the Merck, August feeders open at 117.10, down 2.5 on the open. September, 116.85, down 22.5. October, 115.90, up 10 on the open. June live cattle opened at 85.30, unchanged on the open. August, 86.55, down 17.5. July lean hogs opened at 73.30, down 70 on the open. August, 70.35, down 37.5. October, 61.70, down 25. December, 57.50, down 40 on the open. And July bellies opened at 93.75, down 65 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Some strong support there in the wheat pit. Is that the leader this morning?
Oh, you betcha, Dave. I mean, the ratings on the wheat being a little lower, the weather fears of the spring wheat not getting enough rain, and just the enthusiasm and harvest over 50% done, all those go together along with the possible additional tender from India, all go together to put the wheat in a very strong position and, of course, the leader today.
Was last week Tuesday where we had the low of the week in the wheat, and at that time we speculated whether or not that might be the harvest low. Oftentimes it comes back and tests it at least one more time. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think a lot is going to depend, of course, on the weather. If we change the weather and get some decent moisture through the spring wheat areas and a few things like that, and if we would happen to see the corn, go ahead and turn lower on us here, those are things that could possibly cause us to do that. But, I think when you asked me that question last week, I said it very well could be, and that we did feel that wheat was to the point where it could turn around and start working higher.
Is corn being pulled up by the wheat totally today?
Oh, I think there's a couple, three things happening. We've had a tremendous sell-off. Remember, D's corn was up at 285, less than 2 weeks ago, and we're at 250 here now. There's been a tremendous sell-off. The weather turned just a little drier for the second week of the forecast here today. A lot of speculation as to some areas that are dry, with just needed moisture, and if it would happen in that way and turn off hot on us. A lot of things happening here, that just not follow through. And we've seen quite a few days of sell-off, and it's time for a little bit of stabilization, at least for a day.
If you do some number crunching, the current conditions for the rating for corn, assuming they would hold until July 1st, would imply a crop equal to 2% above the trend line The question is, what the heck is the trend line, and what is the trend line trading right now, do you believe, Wayne?
You know, I'm not sure what level they are trading things here and now. The rating crop ratings were tremendous. They are very, very good. And the crop, depending on where you're sitting, looks very, very good. You know, we traveled through Illinois going to a wedding over the weekend. We saw some of the best corn we've ever seen for 30 years in the areas over there. We come back a different route and down on Route 36 around the Dana area, saw the worst crops we've ever seen in 30 years in that area. So, but overall, I think that Illinois and Iowa right now are continuing to look good, but there are areas that you know, are very subject to heat and dryness that way, if it would continue or get that way after the 4th of July.
Well, let's try to get to that question another way. In their last two monthly supply and demand reports, USDA used a trend line of 149. Too high or too low?
Well, I think that's yet to be figured out. The weather is going to tell us that. If we continue to get moisture as we have seen it so far, Dave, it's too low.
I would think that given what we saw last year, where we had a yield of 147.9 despite the dryness that we saw across much of the Corn Belt, including parts of Illinois, that the trade is probably of a mindset it might be a little higher.
Oh, I think that basically they're using 150 to 152 in many cases, David, for what a lot of them are thinking. You know, but there are, you know, like I say, that all depends, of course, on our future weather and when pollination happens in a lot of areas, because we have a lot of areas that are not in the drought situation now, but if the water would turn out and the temperatures would turn up, they could be in a very large area that way. Now, we're not trying to be doom and gloomers. You asked, you know, if it was or wasn't, what's possible. So we're looking at the worst case scenario as far as yield goes when we make that comment. We're not predicting, you know, a drought that way.
What about in the soybeans today? Why are we seeing some positive moves there?
I think basically along the way, same as the other there, the funds are not near as short the beans as they are the corn, number one. Number two, there's strength in the other markets. The outside markets are looking strong, and some continued good Chinese demand, and I think that the American beans are just a little bit better than the South American beans right today. So all those things adding up, the chance of some hurricanes blowing some rust up this way, all those together are strengthening the beans.
There's some growing suspicion among some of the people I've been talking to recently that Friday's USDA reports may not be very much of a market mover. What are you thinking?
Well, I guess the answer to that is that's very much a possibility, because even if they do change the acreage around, if they only do it to the tune of about 1.5 million acres, the trade has pretty well figured that in, Dave. So, you know, as long as they stay within the ranges of what's expected, it won't move things. So, I mean, you know, it's not what the numbers are, but it's what they are compared to what the trade is looking for.
Over on the Merck, the cattle toppy today?
Cattle, yeah, they seem a little bit toppy as we look along the way. It doesn't look like cash cattle will trade until about Thursday. They're asking $86 to $87. There aren't any even really bids out there or offers, you know, bids trying to pick those up. The cash hogs are 50 cents to a dollar lower out there today. Offerings, not a lot of activity there either.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Looking at the current tick, July wheat in Kansas City, 492.5, up 8.5. At the Board of Trade, July wheat, 376, up 7.5. September, 393.5, up 7.75. Now 394, up 8.25. July corn, 224.5, up 1.5. September, 236, up 1.5. December, 250.75, up 1.75. March, 262.25, up 1. July beans, 574, up 4.5. August, 581, up 5.5. September, 585. $5.97, up 4.75. November, $5.99.5, up 5. July soybean meal, $1.73, up 1.10. July soybean oil, $24.76, up 32. At the Merck, August feeders, $116.90, down 22.5. June live cattle, $85.52.5, up 22.5. July lean hogs, $73.25, down 75. Taking a look at Jay Searle's two-state forecast today, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms. Most thunderstorms and heavier rain will be over Indiana with more scattered thunderstorms for Illinois. Highs from the 70s to the lower 80s. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.